Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. First question, just so we know that we're speaking to people of all ages, can I ask the year of your birth? Not your full birthday, only the year.
1957.
1957. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. When it comes to your race, do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. Next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
Thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Satisfied.
That will be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Brian Kemp is doing his job as governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove of his work?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve?
Yes.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which means you feel neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. If you don't know the person or... I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
No, if you don't know the person or the group, you may tell me as well. Joe Biden, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
5.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
8.
Brian Kemp.
2.
Ron DeSantis.
4.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
3.
3. Okay, thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on the issues that matter to you the most? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
5.
5. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to their community? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means the black community has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
6.
6. Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it is much powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat powerful.
Somewhat more powerful, thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that the chances are 50-50, and 10 means that you will definitely vote. 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a little bit.
A little bit, okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, worse, stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Stay about the same.
Stay about the same. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be on the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Jobs and wages, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Student loan debt.
8.
Health care.
10.
Reducing racism and discrimination.
8.
Abortion access.
7.
Climate change.
5.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you another list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Jobs and wages.
10. Oh, 5.
5, okay. What about student loan debt?
6.
What about health care?
10.
What about reducing racism and discrimination?
10.
What about abortion access?
7.
7. What about climate change?
I'll get out of 5 again.
5. Okay, thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you care a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Okay. What about the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations?
Okay, a lot.
A great deal?
Great deal.
Okay. What about the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations?
I care a great deal.
Thank you very much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. I'm going to read to you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is Georgia. This is our time. It's 2024. It's up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you the most? On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
10. Yeah.
Thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 for general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means that you definitely not vote, 5 means that the chances are 50-50, and 10 means that you will definitely vote. 0 to 10.
6.
6. Thank you. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you just don't care who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you very much. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you very much. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Pro-Georgia, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Okay. What about Secretary of State? Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
What about New Georgia Project?
Fair amount.
What about local board of election?
Fair amount.
What about Black Voters Matter?
10.
A great deal?
Yes.
What about Fair Fight?
Great deal.
What about Fair Count?
Great deal.
What about People's Agenda?
Great deal.
Thank you so much. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Separated, okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Are you employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Disabled.
Disabled? Okay, thank you. See? Next question. Last year in 2022, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
20,000.
Okay, thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What it means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert, yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I appreciate every single one of your opinions and your time. You have a wonderful day.
When I get my card?
Well, you say you didn't want to participate as a Georgia expert.
But what did I participate in doing?
Okay, well, do you have an email address where we can email you the card?
No, sir.
Okay, then I cannot give it to you. It has to be through email.
Okay, then.
Okay,
have
thank
a good
you so
day.
Much, though. You too. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one. God bless you.